Good morning.
Good morning.
It's an honor and a privilege for me to be here this morning. I've come by here this morning to accomplish three things. First, to share with you what I believe the Lord is saying to us in today's readings. The second is to share with you my personal experience with the criminal justice system. And third, to appeal to your generosity. So let us start with the first and hear what the Spirit is saying to us this morning. Our Old Testament reading from the prophet Habakkuk. Sometimes I believe we have the same feelings as the prophet does in this first reading. Why do the wicked prevail over the just? How can God allow such situations to exist? Is God just? Many like to blame God for many of the world's ills, but to be honest, they are practically all our own making. We feel there is nothing we can do, so we become apathetic. Jesus' response to Habakkuk and to us is, even though justice is not apparent in this world, one should have faith and trust in the Lord and be patient. If it comes slowly, wait, for it will come without fail. Next, we hear from the second letter to Timothy. Scholars believe that this letter was written by a disciple of Paul around the beginning of the second century AD. The letter is addressed to Timothy, whom Paul converted and who administered to the church of Ephesus. We hear in today's text Timothy being reminded to emulate Paul's courage and hope in the face of discouragement and to bearing the hardship of the gospel. Do not be ashamed or fearful of giving testimony about our Lord. Sisters and brothers, how is your hope and courage this morning? Are you willing to be able to tell the world while you are a Catholic Christian? Now, let's turn our attention to today's gospel. What I hear Luke saying to us is, in the first two verses, is that faith is the anchor and force of life. The rest is about service. We can never put God in our debt and can never have any claim on him. When we have done our best, we have only done our duty. We are reminded that Christian disciples can bear no claim on God's graciousness in fulfilling the exacting demands of discipleship. God's graciousness is and remains a sheer gift. So, sisters and brothers, increase your service and your faith will follow. With that said, let's transition to my involvement in the criminal justice system. My first taste came in 1996. That was the year my father was murdered. He was shot in the head and robbed. To this day, no one has ever been questioned or charged. My long-term involvement began with my middle brother, Tony, who died 13 years ago of a heart attack. Tony abused drugs and alcohol all his adult life and died an alcoholic. As you might surmise, due to his substance abuse, his behavior repeatedly landed him in jail for various nonviolent drug-related crimes. For years after my father died, my mother always called me to bail Tony out. Not only did I bail him out, I would visit him in jail whenever he served time and bring him things he needed. Over the years, I learned a lot about the jail system in metropolitan Richmond. My struggle during those years was how to help my brother. How would I keep him from making the same mistakes over and over again? Ultimately, how could I keep him out of jail? I tried taking him in under my roof, addiction treatment, enrolling him in ex-offender programs, but nothing worked. I realized later it didn't work because I didn't know what I was doing. Several years after my brother's death, I got involved in prison ministry. Long story short, I became a volunteer chaplain at the Richmond City Jail, where my brother spent most of his incarcerated time. As I gained experience, the jail's chaplain allowed me to sit one-on-one and listen to the incarcerated gentleman. Almost to a man, they thanked me for just taking time to listen. Back when Tony was incarcerated, there were no chaplains in the jails, no one to listen. Maybe if I had learned to listen to my brother instead of assuming I was right all the time, things might have turned out differently. Only God knows. My point is, now there are chaplains to help care for the emotional and spiritual needs of our incarcerated women and men. My role in prison ministry has evolved over the years. I'm now an advocate for the chaplains that work in our 31 state prisons and correctional facilities. Because in Virginia, church and state are separate, these self-sacrificing people of God are not state employees. I have the honor of serving on the board of an organization called Grace Inside. Since 1923, this nonprofit organization has hired, trained, and paid the chaplains for our state prisons. 6 years ago, the late Bishop DiLorenzo decided to contribute to Grace Inside. He saw the need to support the chaplains. With his decision to give came a seat on the board of Grace Inside. The Office of Social Ministries asked me to take the seat. This brings me to the appeal for your generosity. I could quote you lots and lots of statistics about prison system in Virginia, such as on any given day, there are 30,000 women and men locked up in our state prison. Or that it costs taxpayers, and that's you and me, $31,240 a year per person to keep them locked up. Now you do the math. Or I could also tell you that 53% are there for nonviolent offenses. I could also tell you that 15% are mentally ill and not likely to receive treatment while incarcerated. But what I want you to hear from me this morning is that 95% of all people locked up today will be getting out. That is precisely why we need to support our chaplains. They are the ones who have answered the call to be the face of Christ to our incarcerated sisters and brothers. They are the ones listening and helping change lives so that when folks get out, they won't repeat the mistakes that got them locked up in the first place. When you give to Grace Inside, you're literally paying a chaplain's salary. So I'm asking you, Incarnation family, to be generous in the second collection. Be generous so that God can continue the good work he has started in the women and men who serve as our prison chaplains. If you write a check, just make it out to Incarnation and put the words prison ministry on the memo line. After Mass, I invite you to stop by and say hello to Rachel. Rachel is from the Office of Social Ministry. She has some very important information to share with you about prison ministry. And I thank you in advance for your generosity.